About 3 years ago, the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency decided to crack down on a new pain medication. OxyContin is intended to treat chronic pain, but increasingly it's being crushed, injected, and snorted by mostly young people seeking a high. In fighting this illegal use, the DEA is targeting doctors who prescribe large doses of OxyContin and other narcotics. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports that many doctors say the DEA investigations are making them think twice about prescribing it for patients in pain.
It was a Thursday in May, about 11:15 in the morning. Dr. Jerry Hassman was getting ready to inject a patient who had a knee injury with a pain-killing medication. A typical visit for Dr. Hassman, a doctor who specializes in treating musculoskeletal injuries. But this day is frozen in her memory. It's the day when Hassman came face to face with the DEA.
About 12 agents in flak jackets with big letters in the back stormed in.
And within minutes, Hassman says, the agents isolated her and staff members in separate offices and began what would be hours and hours of interrogation.
They asked me many, many times if there were guns and knives in my desk. They asked me many times if there were needles in my desk. Every agent that came in asked that same question. I mean, it seems humiliating to have to say we're a peaceful practice, but we don't have guns and knives anywhere.
It all seemed so surreal, she says, but it was happening to Hassman, who considered herself a good and compassionate doctor. It's fair to say she was known in Tucson as a pain doc, a physician who tried to understand and help her patients, and like most doctors who specialize in treating pain, she prescribed a lot of opioids, Vicodin, morphine, OxyContin, drugs that can be addictive. And because Hassman prescribed a lot of these, she came to the attention of the DEA.
They had been surveilling my house, surveilling my work, surveilling my parking lot. They had surveilled me dropping off my son at the bus stop. They had taken aerial photos of my house.
According to the DEA, the reason was clear. To curb the theft and illegal use of narcotics, the agency was going after the source, doctors who could legitimately prescribe the drugs. Doctors who, in the judgment of the DEA, were at best sloppy and naive and at worst willing co-conspirators in illegal drug trafficking. Patricia Good is with the DEA's Office of Diversion Control.
It's rare that we would have an investigation based on one single complaint. In addition, we would be getting additional complaints from the community that people were hanging out outside the office, perhaps selling drugs to each other. You eventually start to see parents complaining that their younger children are getting drugs on the street from either patients or from the doctors themselves. It usually escalates into something much larger than one complaint.
About a year after the DEA raided Hassman's office and seized her records, Hassman was charged with 362 counts of prescribing outside the standard of medical practice and fraudulent billing. She kept her medical license but lost her ability to prescribe narcotics. She faced a trial and years in prison if convicted. Hassman was stunned. She admits that her medical records might not have been as thorough as they should have been. But from the DEA's point of view, sloppiness can look like negligence. Patricia Good says doctors can grow blind to the risk of the drugs they prescribe.
Since the beginning of written history, there's been abuse of opioids. And I think that in getting the message across that pain was undertreated, many people lost sight of that risk. So when the physician refuses to acknowledge that there might be a problem, and therefore becomes a magnet for everyone who wants to get these drugs, and all they have to do is walk in and say, I need a prescription, and that's about the extent of it, there comes a point where they can't just turn a blind eye anymore.
Hassman and her lawyer believe she was being so seriously charged because the government wanted to use her as an example. And in fact, Hassman's case and others like it have reverberated through the medical community. Dr. James Campbell is a neurosurgeon and pain researcher at Johns Hopkins University.
I am hearing routinely horror stories of doctors who care deeply about patients who are treating patients with serious pain problem with opioids that are being arrested by the DEA. It's enormously scary.
The American Pain Foundation says one out of every five adults endure persistent chronic pain. Another study finds that 40% of nursing home residents live with moderate to excruciating pain every day. Dr. Campbell says under-treatment of pain is a major problem in this country, and the DEA's crackdown is making doctors even more nervous.
They're calling me up, and they're saying, I had a nightmare last night, I can't sleep, I'm afraid of the DEA coming into my office, putting handcuffs on me and dragging me out, and I am no longer going to prescribe opioids for my patients with pain.
In fact, many of Dr. Hassman's patients did have problems finding a doctor to treat their pain. At the time of her arrest, Hassman was treating about 200 chronic pain patients, patients like Nathan. This is not his real name.
I must have called 15 physicians' offices, at least, with my wife calling others for me. And it ranged from, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any spaces, to don't call here again, our doctors aren't accepting patients, our doctors don't treat pain patients, oh, you're a Hassman patient, or the phone would be covered up, the mouthpiece would be covered up, and you would hear, the Hassman patient, oh, no, we're not seeing those. You know, I mean, it was just, it really was bad.
Eventually, Dr. Hassman called a colleague in Nathan's behalf, but what happened to Nathan isn't unique. Dr. Susan Toll directs the Center for Ethics and Healthcare at the Oregon Health Sciences University. She's studied many patients and their families.
We simply know that there are doctors at times who get anxious and who prescribe less. How often, how many, and how big that role is, we need more information and more studies. Even the doctors who are doing it are probably not saying at a conscious level, I'm going to give Mrs. Smith less pain medication. It is just as they write it, and they write out what they're going to write, they pause a second and write slightly less.
DEA officials say that doctors are just being paranoid, and only about 0.5% of all doctors in the country have been investigated. For Dr. Hassman, the story ends with some good news. The DEA would not comment specifically on her case, but in a surprising turn of events, the U.S. Attorney's Office recently settled with Hassman, charging her with relatively minor infractions. Dr. Hassman will be sentenced in April, but is unlikely to go to prison. Patricia Namond, NPR News.